And now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday the 30th of November 2024. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Atsira, Forties, Sole, Fastnet, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low 350 miles west of Rockall 986, expected North Rockall 984 by 1800 Saturday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atsira. Southerly 6 to gale 8, veering southwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. South Atsira. Southerly 5 to 7, veering southwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. South, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Forties, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight. South, 5 to 7, veering southwest 4 or 5 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland. South, 4 to 6, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Plymouth. South, 4 to 6, drizzle at first, thundery showers later, moderate or good. Biscay. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 3 to 5, thundery showers later, good, occasionally poor later. Trafalgar. Southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, Sole. South or southwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time in Sole, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet. South 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in Fastnet, showers, thundery later, good, occasionally moderate. Irish Sea. South 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, Rockall. South or southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later in Rockall, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides. South or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey. Cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 later, rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle. Southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in west, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Faroes. Cyclonic, becoming south, 5 to 7, rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8 in southeast, but northeasterly, gale 8 to storm 10 in northwest. Rain or snow, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor in northwest. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300 on the 29th of November. Tyree Automatic. South-southwest, 4, recent drizzle, 5 miles, 1,007, rising slowly. Stornoway, south-southwest, 5, recent drizzle, 4 miles, 1,005, falling slowly. Lerwick, south-southwest, 5, recent rain, 4 miles, 1,006, falling. Wick Automatic, south by west, 4, slight rain, 12 miles, 1,007, falling slowly. Aberdeen, south by west, 2, 5 miles, 1,011, now rising. Lucas, northwest, 2, 32 miles, 1,012, falling more slowly. Boomer, south by west, 1, recent rain, 3 miles, 1,015, now rising. Bridlington, south southwest, 4, 1,020, falling slowly. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic, south by east, 6, 11 miles, 1,024. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, South 6, 11 miles, 1024. St. Catherine's Point, automatic. Southwest 3, 1023, rising slowly. Jersey, south southwest 4, mist 3 miles, 1024, now falling. Channel light vessel automatic, south southwest 5, 1023. Scilly automatic, south southwest 5, mist 1.5 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Milford Haven, south southwest 4, recent precipitation 2 miles, 1018, rising more slowly. Aberporth, south southwest 5, rain 6 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Valley, south 6, recent drizzle 2 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southeast by south 4, 12 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Valentia, south by west, 4, mist, 3 miles, 1012, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, south southwest, 6. Malin Head, south by west, 4, 14 miles, 1008, rising slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, south by east, 4, heavy drizzle, 2 miles, 1010, now falling. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Friday, the 29th November, 2024. The general situation. A strong and mild southwesterly flow will dominate over the weekend, before changing to a cold northerly flow on Sunday night in the north. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwest 4 to 6, backing south 5 to 7 later. Rain at first, then showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South 5 or 6, veering southwest 4 or 5, then backing south 5 to 7 later. Showers. Good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South 5 or 6, veering southwest 4 or 5, then backing south 5 or 6 later. Showers at first. Good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southerly 5 or 6, veering southwest 4 or 5, then backing south 5 or 6 later. Showers at first. Good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Showers at first in north, then occasional drizzle for a time. Good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Occasional drizzle at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. South or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional drizzle at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest 4 or 5, backing south 5 or 6 later. Occasional drizzle at first, rain later. Good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first in east, backing southerly 5 to 7 later. Occasional drizzle at first, rain later. Good, occasionally moderate. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Southwest 4 or 5, backing south 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later. Occasional drizzle at first, then showers. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwest 4 to 6, backing south 5 to 7 later. Showers, rain later. Good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man. Southwest 5 or 6, backing south 6 or 7 later. Rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southwest 4 to 6, backing south 5 to 7 later. Showers, rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwest 4 to 6, backing south 5 to 7 later. Showers, rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwest 4 to 6, backing south 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, rain later, good occasionally, poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest 5 or 6, occasionally 4 at first, backing south 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. And Shetland Isles. South 5 to 7, veering southwest 4 or 5, then backing south 5 to 7 later. Rain at times, fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, that's it indeed for another day here on BBC Radio 4. On behalf of my colleague Jim Lee in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan, here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihoa.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Tokyo and Spain. Coming up on the programme, more than 1 million Ukrainians left without power after Russia's missile and drone attack on the energy grid. So how to protect and rebuild what's left? Also today, India's bumpy economic growth, Brazil's currency at record lows as the government struggles to convince investors about its reforms. Also, did Black Friday pay out for US retailers? And has there been a Thanksgiving boom for the US film industry? That's Business Matters here on the BBC, coming up after the latest BBC News.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Syrian rebels have advanced deep into Aleppo, the country's second city, on the third day of their surprise offensive against forces loyal to President Assad. Video appears to show rebel fighters raising their flag in Aleppo's historic citadel. Joshua Landis is director of the Center of Middle East Studies at the University of Oklahoma.
It really changes the balance of power in Syria, and it underlines how weakened the Syrian government has become. And this is, of course, something that Israel has been working on by pounding Syria since October 7th. The United States has tried to keep Syria as weak as possible because it's a major artery for weapons from Iran to get into Lebanon. But Netanyahu's offensive had the effect of weakening governments right across this whole region, and particularly the Syrian government.
Georgian police have used water cannon and tear gas for a second night running on thousands of demonstrators near the parliament building in Tbilisi. The protests were sparked by the government's decision to delay accession talks with the European Union until 2028. These protesters told the BBC why they had joined the crowds.
We are fighting for our freedom. We are fighting to not be the part of Russia. And we are fighting for the better European future. It is very important for everyone to see that Georgians are Europeans.
We are fighting for our country. We do not wish to be with Russia. We wish to be in Europe, and we deserve to be there.
The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has said if NATO were to offer guaranteed protection to parts of the country controlled by Kyiv, it could end the hot stage of the war with Russia. On television, he made the point that any NATO offer would have to be made to the whole country. Paul Adams has